Hey, Mark, I was listening to Paramore the other day, and it really made me think about the amygdala and the limbic system.
You just made those words up, didn't you?
What, Paramore?
We're the Nevermind the Music podcast, where one musician
and one psychologist
talk songwriting and the mind, one song at a time.
We'll hear everything from Green Day and Outkast
to Stevie Wonder and Dua Lipa.
And we mostly try to stay on topic.
Except for when we don't want to.
Nevermind the Music, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. David here. I am joined by John. Hi, John. How are you doing? How's your afternoon?
Hello. Oh, I'm just excellent.
You're peachy keen?
Peachy keen, luring the hounds,
I like
that
it.
Jazz.
So we're dropping into everybody's feed today for a little bit of a special an announcement. Can I say that word? Can I use proper English? We are opening the books. And today we have invited Alicia to join us.
Hello.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
How you doing?
Glad to be here. Yes, good.
And today, Alicia is going to be minted a full and proper lore hound as she is deserved.
Huzzah!
So, huzzah!
I am honored. I feel the digital sword on my shoulders.
Arise. What do we? I don't know. We don't have titles for our lore hound's knighted selves, Sarah. So we've been working with you, Alicia. I think you and I met on Twitter originally during Rings of Power.
Yes.
Right.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. You said we should invite her on a Silmarillion story. And we hadn't really done guests yet. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm so nervous to bring on new people right away. But then we just brought you on. I don't remember what we brought you on for. I think Mandalorian
It was because I was sending in voicemails for...
That's right, right.
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
And you continued to impress with your knowledge and your skill and your just natural podcast. And you had been wanting to move into podcasting for a while prior to us even connecting with you, right?
Right. Well, I was making plans because, you know, it's not the greatest time to work in text. And
right. Shaking the fist at AI in the sky. Yeah.
So actually, my original idea was the Star Wars Canon Timeline podcast that I just launched.
Which is so cool.
Yeah. I'm excited to be doing it. Just recorded another episode with Bob. But then I decided I needed to practice before that. So I started We'll Shift Us. I was like, okay, well, Luke and I had been talking about covering Westworld, but then it got canceled and then right. It was ripped off HBO. And it was
nobody's
thing.
Covering like, Westworld now.
So we ended up going with, you know, it's like, oh, this Silo adaptation's coming out and I love this book. I have a feeling you'll love this book. It's cool that you haven't read it and I have. So that was like launched as, okay, let's learn the ropes of this podcasting thing. And then it grew into its own thing on its own. And I was fortunate enough that you guys saw something in it that you invited me to become a part of the network. And it grew from there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we started chatting with you more and on the Discord and on Twitter and then having your voicemails and then actually having you on guest podcasts. And it's been a while now that we've been working. And I think just the trust and the relationship has just grown over time to the point that John and I were kind of looking at each other and going, why isn't she a full lore hound? Like it kind of makes sense to not have
her. That
was
exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The question turns from why bring her on to why not bring her on. So then we're just like, okay, let's figure this out. And it really, the only reason why not to bring her on is we have to do some paperwork. And then so we did the paperwork and here we are.
Yeah. And so the kind of agreement that we came to make sure that you're going to have a full share in the what profits there are in this business. We're not the ringer. So, but then we've got it. Yeah, we did all the background stuff so that you are, you have all the rights and responsibilities and proceeds from being a full host. So that means you'll be joining us on Second Breakfast. It means you'll have a Lorehound email address and access to all those resources. We'll make you administrator on the Discord server. And you can be on the feed as a full voice. We always had an internal rule that John and I could pursue little side projects and have other guests if we didn't want to cover a particular show or topic. the other could go on, but our feed, the main Lorehound feed, always had one of us on it. So there was a kind of consistency to it. And so now with you there as well, you can do that as well. So, you know, if you want to, I think you and Bob are going to maybe cover X-Men. Whatever the topic is, on the podcast.
I haven't mentioned it to him yet because because Jean and I would be covering it, but it's Jean might not be available for
right. We love Jean.
But the point is, we do. The point being is that you are going to have some authorial control over what you want to put out.
I immediately was like, please, Kingdom of the Apes and Interview with the Vampire.
And you are fully within your rights to do that, and I have zero interest in either of those.
Fair, fine. You're missing out.
So I guess from a political governance standpoint, are we a triarchy? Is that an accurate?
Ooh, yes.
I like it.
Do we get like a crown of what kind of leaves is it? Olive leaves?
Or bone in driftwood? I don't know. We'll have
Okay, right.
You know, we were just watching episode 3, it was, of House of the Dragon.
We got to find some general that has grayscale, though. How are we going to do that?
You're going to have to go out and defeat your enemy in single combat.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Or just drown and be reborn.
Oh, that too, yeah. Even better. Yeah, fair you've enough. Got an ocean nearby you. You could go do that.
So, Alicia, are you ready to give your inauguration speech?
Yeah, I joked before we started the camera. I joked that I composed a poem for each letter in each of their names.
Because we were joking that this was going to be a short podcast, and we never do short podcasts. But this is actually probably going to be a short one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's... there's not a whole lot to say, just that I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope that listeners are happy to hear. It just means that we can do more, you know?
Yes. I think that became apparent too the last couple of months when I got COVID and then I've been on a slow recovery and then John had some other stuff happening with his family. And so we really felt what if, you know, both of us. So having three people, and you were great. You were there for Shogun coverage with us. And that really made a difference. And I think that was really when it became apparent. Oh yeah, we should proceed with this without much more delay.
It is time, that kind of thing.
And then we've got Acolyte, because you've been waiting for the Acolyte for a while now, right?
Right.
You're pretty excited.
Well, no, I've
for
been
that.
Timing the Star Wars podcast to coincide with it. Yeah,
that's right.
And yeah, I've been excited for it, but David, you're lukewarm on this, it seems like.
The Acolyte, I am neutral. I reserve the right to be able to drop in on any pod at any time while you're recording.
Okay.
But I am happy to, you know, because I'd be watching it as a normal fan, just as Ahsoka, Mandalorian, you know, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Where Alicia, I think your affinity for what's happening in this, not only in this universe, but in this timeline, I think you're really excited by it.
Yeah, because it's a new point in the timeline that even in Legends, the High Republic wasn't much covered. And there's just been this new series of books coming out. So yeah, we talk about all of that, of course, in the Canon Timeline podcast. But it's opening new doors to... Not everything has to be about the Skywalkers, okay? I love the Skywalkers, but there's more to Star Wars. And we're finally... exploring another part of the universe, and I love a good the vibes look good from the trailers.
Yeah, and I think John and I had been talking about this a little bit too. As we've matured and grown with the podcast, it becomes very important, I think, to individual podcasters that we don't feel like we're on the content mill, right? We have to constantly churn out content. Which is a trap that a lot of YouTubers and other podcasters get into. And so then you're covering things that aren't interesting to you, and you're producing content that you're uninspired by. And that, I think, is antithetical a little bit to what we are here for and what we want to do and why we enjoy what we're doing. And so if we're able to take on different things that we're passionate about individually, it gives us... We can cover things, there's no problem, but we're not feeling that burnout and that stress of, oh God, we've got to do another podcast.
Right.
We got to,
you know. Right.
Well, it's also great with the, you know, having more affiliates in the fold too, is for example, Radioactive Ramblings. I love Fallout. I love Invincible. I called Invincible not only some of the best animation, but animated storytelling, but some of the best storytelling overall of the year. But I don't have the knowledge and deepish passion about it to cover it. So it's so great that there are other people who do, you know, and I can listen to that and we can complement each other in that way.
Yeah, exactly. And we were looking at The Boys and it was like, oh my God, how are we going to do this with The Acolyte and House of the Dragon? And
right.
Fortunately, they're there. And Marilyn, and when War of the Rohirrim comes or season two of Rings of Power, you know, that's going to be great because Marilyn's going to be really active and involved. And when we get the DC and MCU stuff churning out, you and Jean will be able to. And yeah.
Yeah. I think everyone can have their little corner, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing all the Tolkien stuff. We have guests going on with that because David has sailed off into the West. and Alicia, I think you might come on Silmarillion Stories soon.
Yes, I am going to catch up. And yeah, because I also love that as well. But it's not enough to host my own podcast about it, but enough to tell you why I love it on yours.
Fair enough.
I'm actually working on some interesting ideas too, some movie stuff. I really want to get into some of the great old sci-fi movies that are real canon cornerstone things. So talking with Ron a little bit about that. The 25th anniversary of the movie Alien is coming up. So I'm like, ooh, you know.
And the new Alien movie's coming out. That's going to be a direct sequel to that one. Yeah.
Yep. And Dune, like I've got ideas for Dune because, you know, Alicia, you and I have to do our first 3-hour podcast together. So.
Right, exactly.
Only I'll organize it. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll do the outline for that one.
So exciting stuff ahead. You know, Alicia is a full lore hound, has always been one at heart, but is now officially a lore hound. And we thank her for joining us here. It's going to be a huge help. And I hope the community has a great time listening.
I feel like I have to wolf, but that's because of the diamond dogs.
the diamond dogs. You guys share. So make sure if you're a patron, by the way, vote in the second breakfast movie poll. We have that up. It's going to be our first one. We're going to be talking about how we selected those movies. It's a new process now that we have three, but we'll do that on second breakfast. But you got Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, and Zoolander. Right now, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is in the lead with 42%, closely followed by 37% on Zoolander and 21% on Scott Pilgrim versus the World. If you want to vote on that, you got to be a patron or a Supercast subscriber. So head on to those.
Season pass for Hot D. If you want House of the Dragon coverage without all the hassle of subscribing to Patreon and doing all that, and you want to support us and not have ads, get early access, and also have access to the show guide, $10 flat gets you our season one recap and all of season two with all those benefits. And then you're done. $10, you have a forever feed. And yeah, simple.
Yeah. Alicia, do you want to do your first ever Lore Master thank yous?
Oh, I like it.
Do you have to send me the link?
Do you have
it in front of me? I don't have it in front of me.
All right. Let me send you the thing. Let's riff. So our Lore Masters are our top tier Patreon and Supercast subscribers. They are the people who keep this operation rolling, keep us able to bring on a new team member. So thank you all for your contributions. Alicia, do you have access to the document?
I'm scrolling.
This is great. This is great. Okay. Live content, everyone.
This is how the sausage gets made.
Okay, so our lore masters are... Oh, first of all, we have to thank our Discord server boosters. Mm. So thank you to Opus in the Machine, Gnarls, Aaron K, Tiller the Thriller, Dork of the Ninjas, and Doove71. And thank you to our lore masters, Samartian, Michael G, Michelle E, David W, Brian P, Nick W, SC, Peter OH, Bettina W, Adam S, Nancy M, Doove71, Brian 8063, Discord Dunedain, Frederick H, Sarah L, Gareth C, Eric F, Matthew M, Sarah M, DJ Miwa, Andrew B, Kwang Yu, Deadeye Jedi Bob, Nathan T, Alex V, Aaron T, Sub-Zero, Aaron K, Dally V21, aka Dawn V, aka Mountain Dragon, Mothership 61, Gnarls.
Yeah.
And the last forever and a day, Azurien.
Hey. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. See, I know how to sift through David's strange notes on these, but we haven't. You're not used to those yet. So.
Nope. I stumbled a few times there, but
no, that's all right. That's
you
all
guys right. have muscle memory on that list.
We do. We do.
I know. I sometimes need to edit out when someone cancels. I mm-hmm. still say their name for a minute because I'm so used to just going to their name first. Anyway, thanks, Alicia. Thanks, everyone, for all this. Really excited for the future. And we'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
The Lorehounds podcast is produced and published by The Lorehounds. You can send questions and feedback and voicemails at thelorehounds.com/contact. Get early and ad-free access to all Lorehounds podcasts at patreon.com/thelorehounds. Any opinions stated are ours personally and do not reflect the opinion of or belong to any employers or other entities. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Mark, I was listening to Paramore the other day, and it really made me think about the amygdala and the limbic system.
You just made those words up, didn't you?
What, Paramore?
We're the Nevermind the Music podcast, where one musician
and one psychologist
talk songwriting and the mind, one song at a time.
We'll hear everything from Green Day and Outkast
to Stevie Wonder and Dua Lipa.
And we mostly try to stay on topic.
Except for when we don't want to.
Nevermind the Music, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.